On the Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland shares how God positioned you to win through speaking words based on the Word of God and filled with faith. Now for today's message, let's join Brother Copeland.
Father, we thank you tonight for your word, for it is the word of the living Almighty God. It's so precious. And we give you praise and honor and thanksgiving for the privilege of sharing it with the people around the world. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to rise up on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I look to you for the anointing, every gift necessary to carry out the mission that you have set before me tonight. And I pray that I speak these words and speak this message accurately. And by your Spirit, people will hear it equally as accurately. And it'll bring faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And this message tonight will bring faith. And we thank you for it. And we praise you and we worship you tonight. And for everything that's done, every healing that takes place, the ones that just took place just a few moments ago, praise God. Heart murmur was just healed. I just heard the Lord say that. Heart murmur's healed. Glory to God. It just got healed. Thank you, Lord. And for that, we give you all the praise and the honor, Lord Jesus. You are our healer. You are our teacher. You are our guide. You're it with us. Hallelujah. And my, how we praise you. How we honor you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about the fundamentals of faith. I'm going to come on down there. Fundamentals of faith. I want to make the same statement again tonight in quoting my grandson, Jeremy Pearson's. I heard him say this in a message he preached several years ago. What are you watching when you're watching the World Series? What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? What are you watching when you're watching the U.S. Open? You're watching masters of the fundamentals. Amen. Now, what are you watching when you're watching the Little League World Series? Same thing. Just smaller people. But the game is the game. And the fundamentals are all the same. There's not some special tricky thing that you can do that will cause you to consistently win more than anybody else. No. It doesn't work that way. It's mastering the very basics, the fundamentals. Because when you start with the fundamentals, that's when you are led to a higher level. I don't care what it is. Now, this is especially true in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is highly, highly regulated. Laws of the Spirit govern all, everything that happens in the earth. It doesn't start in the earth and then affect heaven. No. It starts in heaven and it affects the earth. That's the reason the Word of God is so precious. This is the bridge between heaven and earth. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Now then, let's look once again to Mark chapter 11. This is the fundamentals of faith. Jesus spoke these words. And let's back up a moment and notice what he did. Verse 12, on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. And Jesus answered and said unto it. The fig tree said, no, no. The fig tree talked to him. Did you know fig trees can hear? Did you know mountains can hear?
Yes, sir.
Did you know fever can hear?
Yes, sir.
Jesus rebuked the fever and Peter's wife's mother, and the fever left. I would too. Jesus rebuked me. I'd be won't getting out of that too, wouldn't you? Amen. Oh, yeah. And he said, and I want you to notice now that this is basic, fundamental ABCs of faith. He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. That's all he said. He spoke the desired end results. Now you remember in the 14th chapter of John, he said the words that I speak unto you are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. So he didn't tell the Father how to stop that fig tree from producing fruit. But the moment he said it with his mouth, he was done with that tree. And the tree was done. Amen? Now, watch it carefully now. And his disciples heard it. Now, how far away do you suppose they were? He was far enough from that fig tree that you couldn't tell there was no fruit on it. So that's several steps away. Now, these are not little shrubberies. Look it up, Google it sometime and see what those fig trees were like. They're big trees. And there's whole articles in there about this incident and the trees of that time and so forth. Very, very, very interesting. Now notice, he said, no man eat fruit of thee. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Nine words. And they come to Jerusalem. But I wanted to point out, they heard him speak to that tree. So he wasn't being all that nice about it. He's had some choice words for that tree. And you have to remember here, he's demonstrating. He's demonstrating the faith of God. And it's important for them to hear it, and it's important for them to watch his conduct. He just turned around and left. He didn't wait to see if anything happened to it or you know, stand there and he didn't go into a worship service. He didn't go into a praise service. He just spoke to the tree and left, went on to town. Well, when was that? That was in the morning, right? They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Now, this is just a side thought, but it's an important thought. His mission was not fig tree killing. His mission was not the cleansing of the temple. Don't center up on the temple cleansing. That's good and that's fine, but that's not the important thing here. The important thing comes next, and he taught. The teaching was the mission. The teaching was the mission. And he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? You've made it a den of thieves." The scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, this is a synopsis and the text that he took in that temple, but he preached until nighttime. My kind of preacher, glory to God. I tell you, I love him, don't you? Now, when evening was come, he went out of the city. So now, roughly 12 hours has gone by. That tree's been suffering for 12 hours, but you can't see it yet. Now, they walk past there. Now, you know Peter as well as I do. You know good and well he checked it out. That whole bunch is walking by there real slow.
That's right.
Nothing. If there had been anything there, Peter would have, he would have spoken up about it. So, the next morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, that's the reason they didn't see it. From 12 hours, it dried up from the root. The spiritual force of faith-filled words. Let me make this very clear to you. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, what law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made you free from the law of sin and death? That happened when you got born again. How did you get born again? You believed it in your heart and you said it with your mouth. Hey, simple fundamentals of faith. But that's the first miracle that happened in your life. Faith-filled words dominated the laws of sin and death and made you free. Hallelujah. And I am a free man tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, I love this. Glory to God. And they said, "Look, sir, the fig tree dried up from the roots." Peter, calling to remember, said to him, "Master, look at that fig tree. It's withered away." Jesus, answering, saith unto them, "Have faith in God." My cross reference says, "Have the faith of God." Some translations, "Have the God kind of faith." He could have said it like this: "This is the way the faith of God works. Now have it." He said, "Have it." Well, I'm trying. No, he didn't say try to have it. He said have it. What do you have to do to have it? Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Oh, Brother Copeland, it's all you talk about. Pretty near. Amen.
Amen.
You get very far off that, you get in trouble. Because that's what I am. I'm a faith preacher. I had people tell me sometimes, why don't you preach the whole counsel of God? They don't tell me that. They just said, you don't preach the whole counsel of God. Well, for one thing, I don't know the whole counsel of God. But this is what I've been called to do. Amen. So you stay with that calling. Now, of course, there are other things that are involved, because I'm also responsible for teaching and preaching the laws that govern increase, or the laws of prosperity. But you don't just branch off and just take a shot at everything. Well, you might, but I'm not smart enough to do that. Now, notice this. This is so detailed and so simple. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever. This is a matter of spiritual law. It is no respecter of persons. And whosoever will get in touch with the laws of faith, it will work. Now, I'm gonna shock you maybe a little bit here. It'll work whether you're saved or not. I was reading an article about a guy that he just made up his mind he was not going to have the flu anymore. So he sat in front of his vanity and his mirror. I mean, he'd just go in there in the bedroom and sit down there and say, I'm not having the flu anymore. I'm not having the flu anymore. And he just started saying that, and he kept saying that and kept saying that. And year after year, he got less and got less, and finally got to where he didn't have the flu anymore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, it's on a very limited level like that. But you do have what you say. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Oh, no, wait a minute. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Nine words. That's what he said to the fig tree, was nine words. Well, at first thought, I'm thinking, well, if Jesus could do it in nine, it'd probably take me 900. So I'm going to dance around that tree for two or three days, you know, and speak to it and cry and go on and carry on about it and shake the tree and lay hands on it. Hallelujah. There was this little house, the first little house that we had, Gloria and I had. Well, the first apartment we had was a stunning thing. And this is Kenneth and Gloria B.C., you understand? And we got married on Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. 13 had showed up to be really strong in our lives, and we got married on Friday the 13th. We thought that was a hoot, brother. And so And the general manager of the company where I worked was an ordained Southern Baptist preacher, so I asked my boss to marry us, and he was glad to do that. And so we got married on Friday afternoon. I borrowed $100 from my other boss, and we went to Hot Springs. This was in Little Rock. We went to Hot Springs for our honeymoon. And we had Saturday and come back home Sunday and be at work Monday. So moved into our little apartment, and everything just wonderful till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up, man, home, home, home. And it was not the glory, but my room was full of light. It was a train. That thing was headed right for our bedroom, and our bedroom was a little upstairs apartment. I sat straight up, my eyes got big. Here come this train, man. The street where we lived dead in that railroad track, and he came right up to the house. This house was shaking and going, and he makes this turn like that and goes down. And now, what does that have to do with my message tonight? Absolutely nothing. I just thought maybe you'd like to know about it. It made me think about it. Something made me think about it. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for putting up with me. Now, 9 words. To that mountain. Now he is being this specific for a purpose. These are laws, and they work. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Didn't say anything about your mind. It said about your heart, the inward man, the hidden man of the heart, the real you. But shall believe what, Jesus? Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now there it is. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth.
If your life doesn't appear to measure up to what you've dreamed, this moment is not an accident. Neither is your life. You can take matters into your own hands and work with God to chart a desired course as you navigate through life. Faith is not exclusive to that super Christian next door. Faith is basic and will produce practical results. Like training turns an athlete into a pro, you can develop your faith to knock the ball right out of the park every time. This 15-message teaching series, The Fundamentals of Faith, derived from over 50 years of experience, will cause you to finally be effective in your own life. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will break down the workings of faith and prayer, giving you practical handles to master. You will go from just knowing about it to mastering faith so that life's setbacks don't master you. Allow Kenneth Copeland to personally mentor you through these groundbreaking lessons. It's your time to hit a home run.
Get back to the basics of faith. Practice the fundamentals and get God's results. Request your free 15-message series by Kenneth Copeland called The Fundamentals of Faith. Available on MP3, DVD, or digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I want to read something to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6. It says in verse 6, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches, and do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, today is offering day on this weekly broadcast, and I want to give you an opportunity to respond to the word that you've heard and respond by sowing into it. You know, for decades now, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, my grandparents, have been declaring the vision and the assignment on this ministry day after day after day. You've heard them say it before, from the top of this world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, Jesus is Lord. You know what that is? That's vision. That is a global and growing vision to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus all over this world, to serve believers everywhere with the Word of God, to take people and train them up in the Word, and to see the good things that God's done in your life, see those same things happen in people all over the world. That is vision. Now listen to me. If that does something on the inside of you, if you hear that and that quickens something on the inside of you, that's the Holy Spirit drawing you into partnership with this ministry. Now, many of you watching, you are partners with this place, and we say thank you and we pray for you and we say God bless you and increase you in Jesus' name. Now, if you're watching and you're not a partner with this ministry, we invite you to go before the Lord and say, Father, do I have a part to play in your assignment on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the ministry there at KCM? And if you do, the Lord will let you know. And when He does, jump on board, get in this thing with us and be a part of what Jesus is doing from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We call them blessed, increased, multiplied, and we say rise up and advance, and may the goodness of the Lord be seen in your life. Amen. Now listen, if you missed today's broadcast or any of the broadcasts leading up to this, you can always watch them for free at kcm.org or on our Roku channel. That's what's so great about the day and time you and I are living in. These things, we've made them available to you at no charge. Get caught up. And then once you watch it, what do? Watch it again and watch it again and get it down on the inside and then send it to somebody else. Be a part of the team that spreads the uncompromised word of faith all over the world. You say, well, how do I do that? Send it to a neighbor. Send it to a relative. And you might think, well, they don't live on the other side of the world. Well, do they live across the street? Do they live next door? Do they live in another state? You're doing your part in partnership to spread the uncompromised word of faith all over the world. Praise God. You and I have a part to play in this. We love you so much. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this: God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website at kcm.org and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request this week's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.